He is the former president of the Toronto Raptors. He is the new president of basketball ops for the Philadelphia 76ers. Brian Colangelo joins us on the telephone. Well, for the first time on air, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that.
Are you in Philly now? Are you back here in Toronto, or where are you at?
No, I'm in Philadelphia. It's been pretty hectic the first few weeks here. It's actually been about a month and a couple of days, but it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. I'm back and forth, obviously, on weekends. Had a chance to actually mix in a little business last weekend. I met with Nick Stauskas, spent some time with him for the first time since taking the job, but it's been busy and now even more exciting given some things that happened this week.
It will be 10 years ago next month that you had the first round choice for the Toronto Raptors in a draft, and now you go to Philadelphia and maintain the first round choice through the lottery. This is clearly a better draft, would you not concede, than that one 10 years ago?
Yeah. I think everybody at the time felt that there was no consensus number one pick.
Right.
And interestingly, in this one, there are two consensus, number one picks, if you will. Whether people are in the Ingram camp or the Simmons camp is undetermined. But, there's two guys at the very top that everybody thinks are clearly the top two choices. And we lacked that situation in that draft. There wasn't a clear, defined candidate. And amongst the top candidates, there were also some significant injuries that would keep you from feeling completely comfortable. We like to either call them yellow flags or red flags in the business, but there were several. And this is a different draft. You got, healthy players coming off of good seasons, clear skill sets that seem to be transferable to the NBA level, and good solid background. So I like, what's there in front of us, and certainly have a difficult choice to make, but it's made easier by the notion that both are considered solid picks either way. So it's a much different situation altogether.
Brian, hey, it's David Amber here. Congrats on the new job, and these next 4 weeks are going to be big for you. Does it keep you up sweating at night? You don't want to get that Darko Milicic situation where is it excitement at this time of year, knowing what you're facing, the decision between these two guys, or is it more anxiety?
Well, as I said, I think it's comforting knowing that I'm not sure you can go wrong with either of the two that we're talking about, and obviously we're talking about Ingram or Simmons, but I would tell you that, the process for us as evaluators and looking to put together the best constructed team we can, has us, considering everybody right now, because you're not sure what might come up in the process. We're still digging, doing our due diligence, making sure that we've got everything covered. I would tell you that, there's some other players that would warrant consideration at the top of the draft. We were preparing as if we might have that Laker pick, which was a possibility if they had dropped a couple of spots to four or five. We would have ended up with that pick. So we've really studied, the Chris Dunn scenario at Providence, Jamal Murray, Buddy Hield. The list goes on. There's other players that we've taken a strong look at, but the consensus, again, is that there's two top picks in this draft, and if we're down to the pick of Ingram and Simmons, there's not a whole lot of anxiety. It really is just about, making sure that we've got everything covered. And, again, when you're talking about constructing a team, you want to make sure there's good balance and good, direction, that the players fit your culture and your identity. We're still in the process of developing that culture. That's something that's been a little bit of a, sea change here in the last month and a half since I came on. And timing was going to probably be, appropriate for that anyways, whether I was here or not. But, there's been three brutal years of losing here that we need to change the overall mentality about. And, you know, people pick up bad habits when you're losing. So we need to erase some of that. We need to instill some new thought process and, you know, really clearly define who we want to be as an organization going forward. And that's been part of the process, just spending time with Coach.
With Brian Colangelo, the president of the Philadelphia 76ers. Boogie Williams was in studio with us yesterday. We had a long chat with him, and he's a Philadelphia native, as you know. And, you know, we got into the Philadelphia culture, which really, and from a sports perspective, maybe from a lifestyle perspective, is really quite unique.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started to feel any of that? Is that a pressure? Does that make you feel like you have to expedite the process? Or what, if any, impact has that had on you to date?
To date, it hasn't had any, you know, real immediate impact. I embrace, you know, the challenge of trying to put together a winning basketball team, and whether it's in Philadelphia or, you know, any other city in the U.S. But the fact that there's so much interest in what we're doing and the Philadelphia basketball team, that it makes it more fun. It makes it more exciting. There's never going to be consensus among fans, even, you know, the so-called, you know, followers of the process and Sam Hinkie and all that, that, you know, preceded me. There was a constant debate about, you know, what the right strategy was with this team and what should be done. And then when Sam decided to leave and not be part of it anymore, you know, it caused some angst amongst some of the fans, but it's that, you know, that group that, you know, seemed to be celebrating, I think, the draft rights to Ricky Sanchez or something to that effect. Meaning, look, there was a lot of turnover. There was a lot of, you know, what I'd call almost non-NBA players brought in and out of here in an attempt to systematically rebuild this thing. There were some questions about how to best go about rebuilding the team. The bottom line is we have a blank canvas right now. And I think it's safe to say that, you know, we have, you know, put steps in motion that it's all about building now. The rebuilding and the stripping down and all of that is over and behind us, and we're changing gears. So I think there's an level of excitement that was accentuated with the win of, you know, the lottery's number one pick, and it makes it even that much more exciting. So, you know, whether or not you're going to please every fan is always going to be a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, there's a lot to get, you know, amped up about here, including, by the way, just getting out of this old practice facility and into a brand new $78 million facility in across the river in Camden. It's going to be beautiful. There's a lot of reasons why there's even going to be just an emotional and mental shift with respect to a losing culture to a winning culture. And, you know, I'm trying to embrace all of that. And the fact that the fan interest is there makes it, as I said, that much more interesting.
The ramp up, Brian, to the NFL draft was pretty cool because of all the movement we saw at the top of the draft. Has your phone been ringing a little bit with guys wanting to pry away that number one pick? And is there any scenario where that pick could be moved?
No, there's, I'd say, 99.9% chance that the pick will not be moved. You never say never in this business because you don't know what could come your way or, you know, what might go into some thought process leading up to the date of the draft. But, you know, so far, this has only been just a day or two since the lottery results were revealed. And I have not gotten a call with that request yet. I may be personally calling some other teams to see if there is interest in doing something because, you know, the likelihood of someone moving a top pick is not great, but we do have some assets on this team and we have some redundancy on this team that, when I say assets, good young developing players that have potential that have been sought after before in trade discussions based on, you know, some of the things I've learned since being here. I think we will explore everything. You know, everything's got to be put out on the table. But so far, no calls for that number one pick.
Do you need a veteran on this team, Brian?
Well, you know, they brought one in late last year, Elton Brand. It was probably a little late in the game for, you know, him to have a true effect on the team, but he did ultimately have a positive influence on some of the things that happened down the stretch. Elton's now 38 years old, and, you know, some bigs have gone on to play until they were 40. I'm not saying that, you know, it's a sure thing that Elton's coming back, but he's the kind of guy that I would love to have in the room because he's an adult.
Yeah.
He's been through the wars. He actually played down the stretch of the season and showed that he still had a lot to offer. It's not that you want to get a heavy dose of minutes from a 38-year-old, but his presence in a uniform is very favorable for this team. And, you know, I'll certainly look to discuss that with him as we move forward in putting our group together. But, you know, you also want to probably have a couple of younger veterans that are influential in, again, teaching a little bit more about competitiveness, professionalism, teaching the young guys what it takes to win. And I think that, yes, to answer your question, I'll be looking to do something in that regard across, you know, several positions, not just at the center position with Elton.
We're happy for you, and you know that, and we'll watch with great interest from afar what how things develop with the Philadelphia 76ers, and until you get fully and completely ensconced in Philadelphia, hopefully we'll have a chance to grab a glass of wine this summertime sometime.
Only if it's your kind of wine.
You got it, pal. You know that's all I would drink. Thanks,
all right.
Brian.
Well, listen, thank you very much, and good luck to the Raptors. Obviously, you know, hoping that they pull through here.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
Good luck.
Brian Colangelo, the president of basketball operations for the Philadelphia 76ers.